This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Where did the adhkar of the morning and the evening come from? Very quickly, just so you can understand this. You see, adhkar al-sabah wal-masa', the remembrance of the morning and the evening, they were not mentioned in one long narration. Yani, in other words, there isn't a hadith in where the Prophet ﷺ gathered the companions and he said to them, the remembrance of the morning and the remembrance of the afternoon is as follows. And then he recites a list of adhkar and ayat to them. It didn't happen in this case. So where did the adhkar al-sabah al-masa come from? Where did they come from? Al-ulama, rahimahumullah, the scholars of Islam, they compiled them after a thorough read of the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you'll find in a hadith in where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, إِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَقُلْ. He's saying to one companion, whenever you wake up in the morning and you enter the morning, say such and such. And he'll say, for example, in general terms, مَا مِنْ عَبْدٍ يَقُولُ فِي صَبَاحِ كُلِّ يَوْمٍ وَمَسَاءِ كُلِّ لَيْلَةٍ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, there is not a servant that would say that such and such words every morning and every evening except that Allah gives him such and such. So as a result, all these ahadith, the ulama rahimahumullah compiled them and they called them adhkar al-sabahi wal-masa'. So this is where they come from. Just in case someone was wondering, is there a hadith that mentioned them? La, this is yani from here and from there. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say to this person, say this in the morning, say this in the evening, we put them all together and now we have adhkar al-sabahi wal-masa'. And so as a result, there is no specific arrangement for the morning and evening adhkar. So you may say them in whichever order you like and whichever order you choose. Some ulama, rahimahumullah, arranged adhkar al-sabahi wal-masa' according to the virtue. So the dhikr that carries the most virtue would be said first and then so on. Others would choose to arrange them according to authenticity. So the most authentic dhikr, yani that was mentioned in Sahih al-Bukhari wa Muslim, that would come first. And then what was mentioned in al-Bukhari alone, and then what was mentioned in Muslim alone, and so on. And you should know that reading the adhkar in a specific order helps a person memorize them. But it's not necessary. But if you adopt an order for yourself, then this is something that is recommended so that it helps you memorize them. And then once you've memorized them, you don't need the paper anymore. You can yani recite them on your own in the morning and in the evening without any help of any paper or device. Now,